Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. Hope you are all having a good week so far and happy May. Can we believe we're in May? April flashed by and we are now in May. And I keep looking at the weather forecast this week because it looked like we were going to have a heat wave and now it's looking a bit iffy. So I feel like there's a heat wave lurking and it's going to come soon, guys. It has to. But how are we all? I hope you're all well and I hope you've all had a good week. Now, I missed the podcast episode last week. I got back from my hen do. I was super busy and yeah, I don't even know where the week went. So an update on my hen do first of all, because that was the build up on my last episode. It was pre-hen do. I didn't know where I was going. I was feeling good in my physique and I was ready to go. So you probably already know if you follow me on Instagram, but I got to the airport the morning of the hen do and I still did not know where I was going. And they let me know just before we had to go and check in, basically, that I was going to Croatia, to Dubrovnik, which was like the best location, better than anywhere I could have thought of. And I honestly had the best time I've had in a very long time, like the best weekend. It reminded me of how much girly time is just so important. I feel like over the last few years, I've had a lot going on. I've had some big family holidays and Jamie and I have had some epic holidays and I haven't had any girly holidays for quite a while. And now I made a little promise to myself. I was like, I need to do more girly holidays because it was so fun. It was a perfect mix of, there was like activities that were planned. There was a nice big hike up a mountain. At the top, we had a drink and then we got a cable car back down. Dubrovnik's such a pretty old city. It's walled, it's cobbled stones. It's beautiful. So we explored there. We played some games in the villa. We chilled around the pool in the villa. We had some amazing food. We had some drinks. We had some laughs. We just had loads of giggles and it was just perfect. So thank you to my sisters and my bridesmaids if you're listening. And also thank you to all the other amazing women that came with me because every one of you like made it for me. So yes, that's the update. I have had my hen do and it was more than perfect. And it was so nice to have some sunshine. And we were so lucky because on the week before, it was looking not great. Okay, but not great. And then it was perfect over the weekend. Sunshine, wall to wall, 24 degrees, beautiful. And then when we left, the storms were starting. So people keep saying, what is it? I don't know if this is, I'm going to probably bodge this up, but is it sunshines on the gracious? No, I don't think that is it. But you know, I must have done something right in my life or in a past life. But anyway, so that was amazing. And now I feel like it was one of those, it was a weird feeling actually afterwards because I was a bit like, oh, it's over. Like all that build up, all my choosing of outfits, me anticipating where we're going. And then it was done and I want to do it again. But that was a big step forward towards the wedding, which as of today, Friday, it's 6 weeks and a day. 15th of June. Oh, I can't speak today. 15th of June, 6 weeks, and I will be getting married in Greece. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. It's going so quickly now. Jamie and I last week had our notice of marriage meeting. So it's a meeting that you go and to the local, was it council? I actually don't know. And have a little meeting. It's basically them sussing out whether you're legitimate or whether you're being forced to marry the other person. So they just go through basic questions like, they ask me about Jamie, what's his full name? Where does he live? What's his parents' names? What's his date of birth? Where am I getting married? Just have a little chit chat and try and understand me and ask me some questions about myself as well and my parents and things like that. And we each are interviewed separately. Jamie went first. And then I went, and it is a bit nerve-wracking. You suddenly feel like you're guilty of something or you're going to get something wrong. And like when they asked my full name, I was like, Hannah Katie Louise Bright. And then I was like, is that the right? Or have I just said one of my sister's names? And your date of birth and then Jamie's date of birth. I was second guessing like, was that correct? But no, I passed and I got it all perfectly correct because I'm an angel. Jamie, on the other hand, failed. He basically got my date of birth wrong. And I know the reason why. It's because he jokes, because my date of birth is 88 and his is 80, I'm going to get it wrong now, 87. So he says he's only 1 year older than me. He's 87, I'm 88. But technically he's 18 months older because he's January and I'm October. So I say, well, no, you're 2 years older than me. And he says, well, no, I'm 1 year older than me. So he got my date of birth wrong because he said 89, because in his head he was thinking, I say that he's 2 years older than me, therefore I must be 89, but actually I'm 88. So anyway, the lady was really nice. She was just like, you need to go and get your fiancé back up for round two of interviews. And maybe just remind him of your date of birth. She said it happens quite often. But that's done. So that's a big tick. So next up is our legal wedding, which is 2 weeks before we actually have our big proper wedding in Greece. So that's exciting. And that is, what's that then? That must be 4 weeks away. 4 weeks away. Ah, it's all coming so quick. So that's that little update there. I feel after the hen do a little bit more chilled as well, because I was quite stressed pre-hen do. I don't know why, because I didn't even need to plan anything. But also we've come quite a long way with the wedding planning. We've now done our seating plan. We've got most of our stationery all sorted, which is like menus and order of the day and the big seating plan that everyone sees. Yeah, I think we're really getting there now, which is exciting. And in regards to me and my updates and my physique, I felt really good on the hen do. The one thing I do find when I go to abroad, and a lot of people do, is I feel quite bloated and watery and stuff. So I'm going to get some water retention tablets. I'm just going to try and keep my food like as normal as possible for the 3 days before the wedding in Greece. And then after that, boy, I'm going to enjoy all that Greek food, I tell you. So yeah, but I am feeling good. I'm just going to carry on with pushing a little bit harder, keep up my movement, keep my calorie deficit as on point as I can. And yeah, I've worked super hard. I'm ready for it. If I was getting married this weekend, I would be absolutely fine. So that's a good place to be. I'm just super excited now. But one thing that has been haunting me is that I got this rash on my face not long before the hen do. Like a week before the hen do, I got this rash on my face, which is not what you want. And people were saying maybe it's stress related because I haven't changed any of my beauty products, cleansers, anything like that. We haven't changed any of our washing powders. I haven't changed anything that I'm consuming in my body, eating, drinking. So it was really like weird. So I don't know if it's stress related, but that went just about before the hen do. Then it came back again. So I had the rash on the hen do. So there are some pictures where I look rather flushed because it kind of makes me look a bit red. But and then it went after the hen do and now it's back again a little bit now. So I'm just really trying to work on just settling that down before the wedding because that is not something I want. I can have a rash anywhere else on my body, but not my face, please. I'm actually having acupuncture today, Friday, for stress, just to see if that can help reduce stress. I don't know if it is stress. I feel much more chilled now than I did, you know, 6 weeks ago when I was having a bit of a stress attack. But I also don't know. I had a face peel earlier in the year. Maybe it's made my face more sensitive. So I'm just trying to use really mild, just products, like not a lot on my face, basically, and lots of moisturizer. So that's that. That's my update, guys. But I also have some not such good news, maybe. I'm actually going to take a break from podcasting, I think, at least until after the wedding. I've got a lot going on. I don't want to be rushing these episodes. I don't know if you like hearing all of the ins and outs of my wedding planning, and we're pretty much there now. You've heard most of it. And I feel like something's got to go on the back burner because I have a lot going on with work, my group coaching clients, my one-to-one clients. I've got a lot else going on in the background. I just feel like I'm super, super busy. And I think the podcast, as much as I love it, and I know that I get some good listeners, I just feel like for now, you know, something's got to give, and unfortunately it's this. So I will be reassessing whether I'm going to bring the podcast back probably July. So it's only going to be May and June, a 2 month little break. But if you are loving the podcast and if you want me back in July, please let me know via either my email, hannah@hbwellness.uk, or Instagram, Hannah Bright Wellness, or Facebook, Hannah Bright Wellness. And let me know, because it will be good to know whether it is something that you'll be missing. But before I leave, I'm going to give my 5 top tips for the next couple of months, for summer. If you are on a fat loss journey, how to continue to make progress now that the sun's coming out, the days are longer, hopefully there's going to be more lovely summer socials going on, and it could be a harder time of year to be dieting. So my top tips, there's going to be 5. Number 1 is just to try and be consistent. You might not always have a perfect week. You might have a weekend where you're away. You're going to have a couple of bank holidays in May. You might have a few weekends where you've got barbecues and things. But if you can be consistent as possible, you know, and it may be out of a month, you've got three social events. The rest of the month, just try and stick to the calorie target that you're aiming for. Keep your movement up consistently throughout the time, even if you've got socials on. Do not let yourself miss workouts just because you've got socials on. Try and keep everything as consistent as possible over the next few months, and you will still make progress. Another thing is, if you've got holidays coming up, if you've got quite a few holidays, I have a friend that's really good at this. She goes on a lot of holidays, lucky bitch. But she always does activity whilst away. It's not necessarily going to be her usual gym workouts or, you know, what she usually does at home, but she'll get involved in gym classes in the hotel. She'll go for runs in the mornings before it's too hot, or she'll go for long walks and a sea dip in the morning or the evening. So try and stay active whilst you're away, unless, you know, it's an excuse for you to have a rest because you train super hard when you're at home, then obviously do take a rest. But if you feel like you have the energy and your body doesn't need a rest and you want to know how to kind of not counteract the higher calories, because you can't do that, but just help yourself to be as consistent as possible and not come back from holiday having to start all over again with the exercise. Stay active, but do just different forms of activity. You take it as a chance to try different things, but stay active on holiday if you're going to be away quite a lot this summer. And just try and focus, number three, on, you know, more days in a calorie deficit. So if this week, or if 1 week you've got two or three social events and you know you're going to have higher calorie days, and it might mean, you know, two high calorie days out of seven, just make sure for those five that you're in a deficit. And if you can see that on your tracking device that you've got 5 out of 7 days in a deficit and maybe 2 in a surplus, then you're probably still going to be in a deficit for the week as a whole, or even maintenance calories. A lot of people gain weight over the summer, so maintaining for a period of time is actually an achievement as well. Number five is to prioritize sleep, because a lot of the time when we have a lot more going on, sleep ends up being, what's the word I'm looking for? Affected. And sleep is so important for so many things. We know that it's important for weight loss. It's important for energy. It's important for keeping hunger at bay. It's important for concentration. It's important for, you know, staying calm and not getting overwhelmed or stressed or frustrated. It's important for longer life. So just make sure you've really prioritized sleep. And yes, you might have some nights where you're staying up later, but maybe if you can have a lie in the next day, then great. Or just make sure in the week that you're just getting to bed at a decent time consistently and getting a good chunk of sleep throughout the week. And then lastly, my fifth tip is to make memories this summer and have fun. And don't worry too much about all the structure and all the rigidity that we're always talking about, ticking all the boxes, which I've pretty much just said to do. But just enjoy your summer and remember that life goes by so quickly. So have fun, make memories, and say yes to things if you want to, and no to things if you don't. All right, that's all from me today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening over the year and a half that I've been doing this podcast now. Taking a short break, but hopefully I'll be back and I'll be able to update you on my wonderful wedding that is to come in 6 weeks' time. All right, take care, bye, guys. Have a lovely May. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.